Hey there, King of Kings family. This is Dan Hoppen, the director of small groups here at King of Kings, and I am so excited to continue our All In Spotlight podcast series today. So for those who aren't aware, All In at King of Kings, each fall our church undergoes a three-week campaign that prioritizes loving, serving, and giving. And during that time, we raise special offerings, and 100% of those funds go to a select number of organizations that we have researched, we've vetted, we've interviewed, and we just absolutely love this period of just pure expression of Jesus's love to us. Today's spotlight is going to be on Disney Elementary. Disney is a part of the Millard Public Schools and has about 400 students from preschool to fifth grade. And we have been we've had a valuable partnership with Disney since 2020. And here to talk about that more today is the principal of Disney, Cindy Scharf, and Laura Ray, who is our director of Next Steps and Community Engagement at King of Kings and the one who got this relationship started. Guys, thanks so much for taking time for the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it'll be fun to share about the relationship and how this all came about.
And just real quick, for people who are listening to this and not watching, would you guys mind introducing yourself just so we can differentiate voices?
Sure. I'm Laura Ray, the Director of Next Steps and Community Engagement here at King of Kings.
And I'm Cindy Scharf, the principal at Disney.
Perfect. Thank you. So Disney received about $27,000 from All In last year, and I can't wait to talk about the impact that that has. But first, I want to give people just kind of an idea of what Disney is. And I think every school has something that makes it unique, just, you know, sets it apart a little bit. What do you think is Disney's like unique fingerprint? What would you say defines your school?
I would definitely say a sense of community. I know it's like a cliche where people say we're a family, but at Disney, we are a family. Everybody takes care of everybody. And I don't know if it's because we're a smaller school or have a smaller staff, but everybody generally cares about everyone. They know all the students. If anyone needs anything, four or five staff members will jump in and say, I got your duty. You take off. I'll take care of this. It's just such a caring, caring community.
How have you seen that play out, Laura, as you've established a relationship with Disney over the years?
Yeah, it's been really cool to see. I spend a couple hours a week in the print room. And so just going in and helping with whatever they need done. And you see it consistently with teachers and conversations that happen in there and just how they care for the students. It's been really awesome.
So it seems kind of random to have this relationship between a public school and a Lutheran church that weren't really connected before a couple of years ago. How did this relationship come to be?
It's so weird, isn't it? Like, it truly is so weird how it all came about.
Yeah.
So
it was kind of birthed out of COVID. I mean, I think when in the summer of 2020, we were just like, you know, what ministry looked different. And so we were all trying to figure out how we could, you know, bless the community in different ways. People weren't gathering, so we weren't having large events. And I think something, just a group of people that rose to the top were teachers who were going back to school and having to deal with all different kinds of layers of complication with masks and, you know, just social distancing and all those things. And so we reached out to Marion Fay, who ran the Interfaith Millard Public Schools Interfaith Council, and just to see what schools around our area would be open to us just coming in, no strings attached, just to bless teachers and staff. And so she suggested Disney, reached out to Cindy, and Cindy was open to us just delivering a meal for their back to school training. And so that's kind of where it all started. And we then did intentional touch points throughout, you know, each month. And with that, at the end of the year, I think we brought like all these people together, the counselors, the assistant principals, Cindy, just to talk about how, you know, we as a church body could support them moving forward. We had financial resources. We had people resources and what were their needs. So it was, it just started, through that.
And it really has then just been a rippling effect. King of Kings has supported us in ways I can't even begin. All In is one of the ways, but just so many little things, big things that they have done. And I feel like they have became part of our community. Like when they come in with Snack Cart, they know Laura and Jordan by name and Peter. Like it has, I just feel like it just was, must have been the right time, the right place, and the right connection.
Looking back to the start of this partnership, do you remember like the first, I don't even know, the first couple weeks, first couple months, as King of Kings just keeps showing up time and time again, like were there people around the school who are just like, what is this church doing here? Like what? I mean, I'm sure that there was, I'm not trying to say you guys weren't appreciative because I'm sure you were, but there had to be some sense of who are these people and why are they here all the time?
You know, I never felt that. And we're close. Like, I think people would have shared that. I think the biggest thing was like, we felt this, like, what can we do for King of Kings? Like, we felt so blessed and so lucky to have that. Like, we almost like, we're like, what can we do to help you guys? It was a weird, just a weird feeling in situation, like a good weird feeling, because we have an amazing, amazing community, but we don't have a lot of volunteers or parents that are able to volunteer. They work full time. Financial resources were very minimal, so we weren't used to having any of that. So if anything, that was the thing that like made us feel uncomfortable that we couldn't give back, or we just, you know, like when people are so generous to you and you want to help do something to support them.
Well, I want to be clear. The reason that I keep using the term partnership to describe what this is because it's a two-way street. It's not just King of Kings giving to Disney. Disney has given a lot back to us too. In fact, the first time I met you, Cindy, I think was about 2 years ago, you were serving here for Parents Morning Out. Like it's that stuff back. You know, we're not trying to balance the scales or anything like that. We see that you guys are not only just taking what we give you, but you're saying, yeah, we love you. We want to love you right back and do things for you too. And we've seen that at all kinds of events, and we're very appreciative of that as well. Laura, what are some ways both in the beginning and now that King of Kings serves at Disney? You mentioned you working in the print room. You mentioned those early meals. What are some other ways that we try and make sure these guys feel loved?
Yeah. So we have we try and do at least a monthly touch point at the school, whether that is a snack cart, delivering snacks to each teacher's room during the middle of the day, which has just been so fun throughout the years as we've gotten to know the teachers and they recognize us and we're able to have conversations. And we've opened our building for different events for Disney, whether that's Trunk or Treat or the Disney musical. Hosting families here has been really, really fun. We do monthly birthday gifts for teachers as well over the last couple of years, which has been a fun addition, where we deliver gifts at the beginning of the month and then they can hand them out as the birthdays occur. And then I think too, just constant communication with you, Cindy, right? Regarding like what the needs are, what we can do to support events that are already in your, like in action. So we're not looking to necessarily add anything. We're just looking to come alongside you and partner and support how we can. And we do have some volunteers too that come into the school weekly, and we have, and then we also include you in the CityServe projects. So that's right. Something else that we've done recently. So it just kind of looks different each month.
And I think it's just such a genuine relationship for the fact that, I mean, I know we have staff members that have joined the church or that will just volunteer and have found a home in King of Kings. But also with having the people come in and like Laura volunteering when it was last year, it was in May, we have a field day and students buy t-shirts. And she noticed that there was a smaller number of students that did not have t-shirts because we were charging for them. And she was like, let me cover, or let King of Kings cover it so everyone has a t-shirt. So I feel like because we have that communication and that ongoing, that it's, you just can't even pinpoint one specific thing.
Right, right.
What impact have you seen that serving have on the kids and the staff?
I think for students, it might not be as prevalent, even though we do have volunteers that come in and work with the students, but teachers just naturally take care of kids. Like, they give their all to every student there, and it's hard to take care of teachers. Like, Miller doesn't, and it's not even just the money or the gifts, but like that feeling valued and appreciative and knowing people care for them. So I think you guys have done such a great job of caring for the teachers that then that's the trickle down effect for the students.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
So Disney first received funds from All In and in 2021 and was a part of All In again in 2022. What are some of the ways in which you were able to use those funds, and how have you seen God bless your community through those?
So the first year was right after COVID, and a large chunk of it was just to help families. So because we knew it was a hard time for families, lots of parents had lost their jobs or I don't know. I think times are still really tough for people. And so with that money, we were able to help families pay the rent. We were able to, there were families that were had to quarantine for 10 days. So then the mom was, or parents weren't able to go to work. So we provided groceries for them. People that were displaced, and then we helped purchase furniture. King of Kings purchased all the school supplies for the 21-22 school year for all the students. And August is expensive for families. I feel like you're just writing check after check for everything, and for them not to have to buy school supplies. And if you have multiple kids, that adds up, was a huge benefit. And then I think like last year, I feel like the things that were provided were game changers for Disney, which sounds kind of silly, but I feel like it put us on the even playing field as other schools in Millard. I think Millard has that perception that we're a wealthy district, and there are definitely pockets, but there's buildings that have great families, but not necessarily a PTO that can raise thousands and thousands of dollars. And that is the money that then provides the extras for the school. So one of the things was for STEM materials, and we were able to purchase a 3D printer, which was pricey, but that wasn't like a 3D printer is costly, but it's the thread that goes into it that is really expensive to maintain. And so we were able to have one, and then every child be able to do lessons and create something on the 3D printer. We also were able to buy high-interest, low-text books for students. So if you have a child that's in fourth grade reading at a first grade or level, they don't want to be reading a book that looks like a first grade book. And so we were able to purchase a library. So now teachers are able to get the books for kids to read so that it looks like other books that the, you know, kids in their class are reading. I think the one thing that we had put in was a grant for teachers. And first I was like, gosh, do I do that or not? Like, teachers pretty much have the supplies they need, even though they spend a lot of money out of their pocket. So I knew that would help compensate that. But that actually was the thing that, like, I think warmed my heart maybe the most is teachers are very frugal and will often pick up things for their classroom at a garage sale or a hand-me-down. And we have money to give the teachers their basic supplies, but not necessarily the things that make their classroom feel like a home. And so doing that, just going into the classrooms now, like teachers purchased like new borders, new organizing containers, rugs, lamps, and you walk into the rooms and it feels just warm and inviting. And it does impact kids. Kids feel safer there, feel more ready to learn. And then kind of the weird thing or the interesting thing that happened was once we had ordered everything for teachers, the week that it was delivered happened to be the week that Amazon drivers got $5 for every package that was delivered. And we probably had over 500 packages. So our Amazon driver loves us too. But I think that's just a testament of like how it just keeps, like you give and how it just keeps giving.
As someone who's not a teacher, can you kind of speak a little bit more into the value of what it's like for a teacher getting to fully decorate their classroom and being able to create their own individual space? I mean, it's like, you know, people take so much time and care decorating their cube or their office or whatever it is, but that's their personal space. Like a classroom is something that you're inviting dozens, you know, if not hundreds of kids over the years into, to be able to present yourself in a more expressed way, I imagine has great value.
Very much so. I think it gives them a sense of individualization where yes, they can create the environment that they want to create. There are not funds to purchase borders or name tags or birthday pencils if they want to give birthday pencils. Often, every grade level will do a holiday gift for their families, and that comes out of teachers' funds. Mother's Day gifts come out of teachers' funds. So I don't know statistically what it is, but I bet on an average, a classroom teacher spends anywhere from $300 to $500 a year on their classroom. And it's just a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, candy for rewards, popsicles for this. And it just allowed them the ability to do what they've wanted to do and not feel that financial burden.
That's awesome. As you guys look back on this about 3-year partnership now, like what stands out to you in how it's grown and how it's evolved?
I can't believe the ease of the relationship. I just the comfort level, and it's not only with Laura and now Jordan, but I think with the community as a whole. I have told Laura the times I have been here, whatever you are doing here, you need to figure out how to share it, because I walk into this building and may not know anyone, and I feel welcomed and loved, and it's just such an incredible environment. And saying that for walking in, I feel our families feel that too. I'll always advertise back to school night or the parent day out, and we have so many families that take advantage of it, and they might not be Lutheran, but they feel welcomed here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I would agree that the development of relationships with teachers over this past 3 years, it felt really easy for you and I to connect in the beginning. But for some teachers, it was a little bit harder, like you asked that in the beginning, like were some people like, eh. And we felt it a little bit, but not a lot. But now it's like the relationships that have developed have been really impactful and really fun to see.
And we have two, Deb and Kathy, volunteer regularly. And literally, I feel like they're part of our staff. Like everybody knows them. And they just are so willing to do whatever, too.
As you guys look into the future, how do you see this partnership continue to evolve and continue to grow?
I don't know if I've really thought about that.
Right. I don't see it going away anytime soon.
I don't
soon.
Either. I don't either.
So I think each year we've just become a little more intentional in the relationship, mm-hmm. and just staying open to meeting the needs of the families and students and teachers at Disney has always been a priority for us. And again, like we came in just like no strings attached, and that's still, you know, how we approach this, right? We just want to come in and bless Disney and the teachers and students. And it's been fun to see the ripple effect of that. But yeah, I see it lasting for a while.
And to me, I feel like it's like a sense of security. You never know year to year what is going to happen at, you know, like in schools, and like no one would have ever predicted COVID. And then the impact King of Kings had for the families. But I don't know, like, I feel like if somebody needs something, and it could be anything from school supplies to help with rent or just like a caring place to go, you guys are there. Like it's just this, it feels like to me, I just have this, what is it? Just that sense of security or?
That's awesome. Just what you said reminded me of, you know, reaching out when different needs are, present themselves. Right. And you had a little boy in your school that really needed a mentor, and we were able to connect them to connect him with Bill, and Bill would come in and have lunch with them and just talk with him and be with him. And it was, that was just one way. That was a cool, cool way that someone could give of their time for just an immediate need at Disney.
Yeah. And that relationship was so incredible. The connection Bill and the student made, and it was only going to be a couple times, and then it ended up being all year. And Bill had asked the student, because he had moved on to middle school, and the student was like, yes, please keep coming and seeing me. Like, I feel like he definitely changed this kid's life.
Wow.
I mean, I have no doubt.
It was really cool. I remember hearing Bill, and Bill's retired, so he has time, but also very much, you know, is interested in volunteering. So it was just a perfect opportunity to match someone's very specific skill set mm-hmm. with a student who was in need. And I remember Bill telling me the story where he said, do you want me to come back every other week or once a month? And the student was like, can you come every week?
Yep.
And Bill was so blessed by that too. Mm-hmm. So not only was the student blessed by that time, but Bill just, I mean, was blessed beyond belief by it.
And maybe that's what I mean about like that sense of secure, having that support. Like I had called Laura, and her and I had talked about it. Like, hey, I just help me through this. And we came up with that. Maybe it's just like knowing that I have this community that is here for us.
Yeah, we will be there for you. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. And again, we feel the love right back from you guys. I mean, I will never forget our back-to-school event this year. I don't think I've ever seen the church more crowded. I mean, the hallways were just jam-packed. And it wasn't all Disney families and kids, but I mean, I was manning one of the backpack stations, and I would ask people who came up like, oh, where are you from? How'd you hear about us? And time and again, Disney, Disney, Disney. And it was so, like, you guys helped make that a party. It was so fun.
So true.
Yeah, thank you for being such a big part of that, and for, you know, all the contributions that you give back to us as well.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
If someone is listening to this and they're like, I want to be a part of this Disney partnership. I want to learn more about, you know, the serving opportunities there. Either one of you, how can they get more involved?
Well, I would say reach out to me and we can talk through it. I mean, it could be really anything, or just come take a tour of Disney. I love showing off Disney. It's really easy to do because we have amazing, amazing staff and students.
But that is beautiful.
I just reach out. I would love that.
Yeah. And there's also a place on our website, Serving Opportunities. You can check that out as well. And we'll get you in touch with Cindy to go out and visit and see where you can fit in. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Lauren, Cindy, thank you so much for giving the time today and just talking about this amazing partnership. God has obviously used it to do some really cool things. And I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. I think there's a lot more to come. So very excited to see what comes in the future.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you
for all you guys do.
The pleasure is all ours. King and Kings family, thanks for joining us on this edition of All In Spotlights. Let's keep living our faith lives beyond Sunday.